enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's a Monday morning, the last Monday of October. That
Isn't
sounds weird.
That wild? We're going to go trick-or-treating. Halloween is this Thursday, and then November 1st coming in hot on Friday. This year is just going to be over before we know it. Kind of excited. I'm ready for 2020.
All right, that voice you hear that's kind of excited is Mackenzie. I'm Joe. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe in the house.
Chloe Money.
Got our technical producer in Houston doing his thing, Lenny Bree. We got the whole gang here this morning. How was your weekend, Mackenzie?
It was so awesome. So Friday night, I had a girls' night with one of my besties, Samantha.
Oh,
we had so much fun. I don't even remember most of it. That's how much fun it was. So
okay.
That was great. And then the rest of the weekend, I just chilled, did like girly stuff, got my nails did. I went and got some cryotherapy, which was awesome, which I really enjoy. And then I wanted to tell Liv I tried out Cycle Bar.
Oh, yeah? How'd you like it?
It was amazing. I totally get what you're addicted to it. The vibe, the energy was electric. I loved it.
Yes.
It was. I was like, yes,
that.
Queen. Like, it's all about, it's just not even just so physical. Like, a lot of people take these cycle classes, but it's like mental, and you just like, it's the vibes, energy, you really get your mindset straight.
1,000%. It's so much more than just like a physical workout.
I get why you love it so much. So I really enjoyed that. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually did like what a normal husband should do. My wife at the end of the day yesterday is like, thank you so much. I had such an amazing day today. And that was just, I don't know. I've been slucking as a partner for a long time. And that's not her necessarily saying it. But I don't feel like doing anything. And I don't know what happened to me. I'm just kind of a sloth, and I like to be lazy, and I like to do nothing. And we went out and did a bunch of stuff.
You got pumpkins, right?
Yes, I can't go into details, but yes, we got pumpkins. We carved those last night. I made dinner last night. We went to like an apple cider, kind of a pumpkin patch place.
And why can't you go into details about the pumpkins?
Okay, I think I know, like normally it's random what we go for the box of shame for. I think the box of shame this week, it should be one thing and one thing only. Can we just agree that it'll be
okay.
One thing?
Pumpkin related. It has to be. It's Halloween, right?
Okay, good. The loser this week, we only have one punishment in there. It's going to be pumpkin head. You have to wear a pumpkin on your head.
What? No.
You guys, my pumpkins are toast. You know, I carved last week with Lucy, my
yes.
girl. I put them out of our door.
Uh-huh.
They molded and rotted. I picked
oh, no.
one up by the little stem.
You didn't even make it to Halloween.
They're trashed.
Already?
Already. And it's only been a week.
You know what you got to do?
The weather.
You got to do this. It's like lacquer or something. It's a clear spray you have to put on. That's what we did last night.
They were so stinking cute. So now I have full white pumpkins we were going to paint. So we'll put those out. But the pumpkins we carved, toast, mold, disgusting.
At least you got your pumpkins back from your ex, so you're good there.
Sure, I got the fake ones back.
Put those out there. Like, enjoy, kids.
True that.
That was my weekend. Liv the Web Girl, what about you?
I had such a good weekend. It was super fun. Me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, you took me out on a date on Saturday night because we haven't had like a date like just us in forever because we're always so busy because we both have such big families. So we did that. And then yesterday here in Indianapolis, we went to the Colts game. It was a really, really, really fun day. I woke up super, super early so I could write Murder Monday before the game. So yeah, it was just all in all, like just such a fun weekend.
I did not think the Colts were going to pull it off. But
neither
they
did I.
It was great.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did. Vinatieri's 50-yarder field goal really helped us out.
Yeah,
he
that was
so amazing. He is the dude. He's an outstanding human. He's one of my buddies, and I just think he's amazing.
right, tell him that he gave us all heart attacks yesterday. We missed a couple of those extra points.
I know.
All right, cool. Porkchop, how was your weekend, my man?
It was good. It was filled with work. I worked Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at the steakhouse, and I made really good money Saturday night. Last night was cool. A couple Colts players came in, can't say who, but I served one of them, so that was fun. And what else? Oh, my boyfriend is sick.
Oh, no. This is the first test of a relationship. I mean, you guys are already like young.
Wait, are you sick? Yeah.
What am I saying?
He's got a cold and the runny nose and headache, so... Yeah, that's
how are you guys gonna eat? He cooks for you guys.
I know. I don't know. It's just gonna be chicken noodle soup for the next couple
you
days.
You were the topic of my girls' night a little bit, producer Porkchop. Because my friend's name, I was like, I need to get going because you and I know another man who have literally dated someone for 3 weeks and they're moving in. You guys have moved in and this other man has already moved his girlfriend in. In 3 weeks.
Maybe.
Like, step it up.
That might be what they call a little fast, Mackenzie.
I know, but they're inspiring me.
On a positive note, guess what?
What? Today, you're pregnant!
No. Today is my 1 year anniversary of being on the Joe and Mackenzie show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a sobriety, and I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
We all know that it's not true.
Yay, congratulations.
1 year ago today, I landed here.
Have you regretted your decision yet?
Every day.
Yeah. Every morning.
That's all of us. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, man. Ben Affleck fell off the wagon, and wait until you hear what Jane Fonda did while being arrested.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yeah. It's tea time. We start off with Chance the Rapper, who killed it over on SNL. Interesting, he got very political. He talked also a lot about the strike in Chicago. But what I really loved was the musical performance. He was joined on stage by Megan Thee Stallion, and they performed Handsome.
Baby, you look good, you look pretty. I know why you start with me. It's a lot of bum in the city. The one and only Megan Thee Stallion, baby.
Well known all across the world for my player ways and my skimpy clothes. Used to Hollywood, a model body, I'ma bust it open like a centerfold. Bad chick with a lot of options. Half to me, it's really hard to top it. She don't like the ride, she don't lick the, she ain't really wifey. All that talking, you know that excite me. And I know that mean you love me when you tell me you don't like it. And I know you need some when you argue and we fighting. Don't you put them in our business if we beefing, keep it private.
Yeah, that was the hotness. That was good. Nicely done, you guys. Also nicely done, Indianapolis Colts victorious over the Denver Broncos, 15-13 yesterday. Woo! It was interesting to watch. I did not think the Colts were going to pull it off.
It was a nail biter. Oh, my God.
So here we have Joe Flacco talking a little bit why he's upset with his team's play, calling after the loss to the Colts.
And it just feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game. It's 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. Who cares if they have a timeout there at the end or not? You know, getting in field goal range isn't that tough. So you're just putting your defense in these bad situations. And I just felt like, what do we have to lose? Like, why can't we be aggressive in some of these situations?
Not good to speak that publicly, even if it's true.
Well, he's just airing it out. So that was exciting at the end there, for sure. Uh-oh. Okay, so Ben Affleck, he is only human. He slipped up, you guys. He has been sober on the sobriety train, but he went to a Halloween party over the weekend, Saturday night in L.A., and he had a little too much fun. He was appearing stumbling, and he basically fell off the wagon. Here's a paparazzi trying to say, hey, Ben, what's going on with your slip?
Hey, man, how's it going, man? How was the party last night, bro? Everybody's worried about you, but I see you fine, man.
Happens to slip, but I'm not going to let it derail me.
That's right, man.
Are you going to check yourself back into rehab, Ben?
Thank you very much, guys.
He was very polite to the paparazzi. He said it was just a sobriety setback, and he jumps right back on board. So.
I was like, that wasn't me. That was my character I was in.
Yeah,
he was drunk.
It was for a movie.
Yep. Research. Thank you.
Oh, man. Another wild weekend for Jane Fonda, who, get this, accepted an award while being arrested. Okay, check this out.
Thank you, BAFTA. BAFTA, thank you. Thank you for the Stanley Kubrick Britannia Award for Excellence in Films. Thank you.
She's been handcuffed.
I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm very honored.
she's been getting herself purposely arrested every Friday in D.C. while protesting call to action for climate crisis, for climate change. And she knew she was scheduled to accept this British Academy of Film Award. And so she's like, she did it while being handcuffed.
That's one way to get out of something you don't want to go to. I'm like, oh, I would love to go to your wedding this weekend, but I'm going to get arrested for, I'm going to protest something.
And she's always been a protester, very out there. So that was an exciting weekend for her as well.
All right, that is Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we got some advice on heartbreak and an emotional thankful. I'm getting emotional.
Oh, you were? Yeah, I see a little tear.
An emotional thank you from a young boy to his football coach. You really got to hear this. It's all coming up with Monday Motivation here with Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. I've got to be honest, there's a lot of buttons around here, and I'm not sure which one to hit. Oh, there it is. Guys, it's time for Monday Motivation.
Yay!
Let's do it.
If you're feeling good, say yay.
Yeah! 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 Get ready to cry, but they're happy tears. This is so sweet. This kid gets emotional. He actually gave his coach a little souvenir mug after the season was over, but then he gave him a thank you letter to the coach. The boy, I guess, was really thankful for a great season and really having this coach make him fall in love with football. He's like a little kid. Listen to this. You're going to cry.
A good coach contains the game. A great coach contains the life.
Oh, look at the other side. Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Hold on. He's got a little note he wrote, you know. He wants to read it.
Dear Coach Richard, you have been the greatest coach of my life. I love you, Richard. I want you to show me your game. You helped me love football again. Thank you for being my favorite coach, love, Richard.
Oh, I want to have a baby after watching this.
I mean, that will affect that little guy for his entire life, having such an amazing role
Coach
model.
Richard right there. Yeah, what a great guy. We'll put that up there on joemackenzie.com. Mackenzie, what's your Monday motivation today?
My Monday motivation is my favorite guy, my new favorite dude, Matthew Hussey. And this is for if you are going through a heartbreak. People reach out to me all the time for advice. I don't know why. When they're going through breakups, and I want you to hear this.
You've got to cut it off now and give yourself time and be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up because you're still thinking about someone who meant something to you. That's human. What you're feeling is human.
Too many people get left in a relationship where they're still convincing themselves, but he's the one. If someone doesn't want to be there, they cannot be that person for you. It's not your guy.
We always say we want closure, but when someone gives us that level of closure, that's not an easy thing to hear.
The only closure you ever need is, you don't want me, you're not sure. That's closure. I don't need to know anything else. I do not need to know anything else. That is the only closure I need.
You have to focus all of your time and attention now on building where you're going. Like ruthless, right? Stop worrying about what's back there.
Your body,
day by day, rewire. I'm gonna start creating new connections in my brain.
So you do everything else to get strong, even while your heart is still healing.
Whether it's going to the gym, whether it's spending time with friends.
It's okay to be disappointed that someone didn't turn out to be the person that you needed. But what you mustn't do is grieve as though they were the one.
I love that. So that's not your dude. That's not your guy. Move on. It's all good. You don't need closure. That's all the closure you need. There you go.
All right, Mackenzie, thank you so much. And live the web, girl.
Yeah, so my Monday motivation is about a little 9-year-old named Grace Anna. So she was born with a rare form of dwarfism called Conradi-Hunerman syndrome. And she's already undergone 11 procedures and surgeries.
Wow.
But she uses music as a medium to uplift and educate others about celebrating our differences. So she takes it all on while singing and smiling in an effort to not be defined by this.
Yeah.
And to let people know that it's okay to be different. Like, I'm still happy. I'm still okay. So hopefully we can all live a little bit more like Grace Anna.
I love it. Ladies, thank you so much. That is your Monday motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. We will put a swipe up link on later on the show. You can follow us on Instagram right now and find that. It is Joe and Mackenzie. All right, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. There's proof now that gender reveals have gone like way over the top. If you haven't heard about this, I'll let you know what happens. And a man battling cancer on his way to chemo has something amazing happen. So Joe's Need to Know News is coming up next. And then after that, we got Song of the Day. So hang out with us. It's Joe Mackenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. An explosion at a gender reveal party in Iowa killed a 56-year-old woman on Saturday. Let me repeat, it killed her. Like, you know, people love to have things explode and, you know, like big bangs. Is it going to be a boy or a girl? Well, some, I guess, shrapnel from that, from the thing, ended up striking her, and she was dead when deputies arrived at the house. The identity of the woman has not been revealed, and there's no other details released, but that's just sad. Like, I don't know exactly what they were trying to do, because usually people, like, will throw a ball and the guy will swing. Is it pink or blue or
maybe
a pinata?
Fireworks or some kind of explosion?
Something. I know with, like, guns, you can shoot, like, is it Tannerite? I believe my my brother-in-law blows everything up. That's something that you might be able to do to blow up and have a color with it, but sad either way. Just, wow. Gender reveals, I think, are going a little too far. A North Carolina man battling colon cancer won $200,000 on a lotto ticket that he purchased on his way to chemotherapy treatment. He said, winning this made it my lucky day. That's this guy named Ronnie. He did the win it all scratch off ticket, and he was already happy because it was his last round of chemo. So he had some good news kind of going there.
I love this.
He's a retired Department of Transportation worker, and he got his prize on Friday. After taxes, he went home with $141,000. He said some of his winnings will go towards his medical expenses. I have good insurance, but there's still some costs. He says this will make life a lot easier. That is so good. I think we all know somebody that's been affected by cancer of some sort. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen somebody go through chemo, you know how terrible that is, no matter how strong they are. So I'm so happy for this guy to just imagine that.
Just a burst lighten of excitement and hope and sheer awesome energy.
All right. Sports over the weekend. The Colts beat the Broncos barely, 15-13. Texans, they beat the Raiders barely, 27-24. But a win's a win. Now, listen, guys. I was all about the World Series this weekend, and it was kind of iffy. The Nationals were on top of the Astros, 2-0. That's not a good start to the World Series. Well, this weekend, the Astros won all 3 games on the road, including last night, 7-1 over the Nationals. They now lead the World Series 3-2, and they could win it tomorrow night, Game 6 at home in Houston. Justin Verlander is scheduled to be on the mound. That would be awesome to...
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie, though.
Go stress.
I was like down 0-2. I'm like, uh-oh, Houston, we have a problem. But we're doing good now. And today's a special day. Does anybody know what today is? Free to guess, anybody.
Halloween.
Nope. You're a little early on that one.
National Cheesecake Day.
It involves something sweet.
National Popsicle Day.
National Pumpkin Day.
All right, let's just say
Pumpkin Pie Day.
Donut Day.
Okay, now we're getting way off base here.
Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
Chocolate.
It is National Chocolate Day, and I know my wife Lindsay, when she gets home today,
I want to get chocolate wasted.
I'm like, yes. Okay, do your thing.
Chocolate wasted.
I always hated it.
What's that from, SpongeBob?
Yeah. Yes, I love that.
Let me hear Pork Chop, let's bust it out. So let's just give Pork Chop some air time here for National Chocolate Day.
Ah, chocolate. Sweet, savory chocolate. I remember when they first invented it. I always hated it.
So good.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. All right. Who is ready to have a little tear jerking, a little heartstrings in your life? We're tugging at your heartstrings next with Song of the Day. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Yes. Yes, yes, it is that time of the day so many of us look forward to. It is Song of the Day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Pork Chop, why are you smiling over there? Look at you all happy.
Oh, nothing. It's just a busy, busy, busy morning.
I know. All my days are mixing together. I don't know. Things that seemed like yesterday were a month ago.
I know. I thought today was Tuesday.
I wish.
Yeah,
closer to Halloween.
If we all want to say that we agreed not to work today, that's cool. I'm cool with that. All right, let's get into it. Song of the day today. The category, kind of a tearjerker, pulling at your heartstrings. These are songs that are what? I guess kind of tearing at you.
Yes.
Yeah, pull at your heartstrings. And I had to Google what heartstrings meant.
Because you have no heart.
Or pulling at your heartstrings. And it said something usually sad.
Songs make me cry all the time. Happened to me over the weekend. And if my song wins, it will happen again. Like, I can't. It's a reaction. Like, I just tear up. Some songs just get you.
intern Chloe have the camera ready right in the face.
It'll make me cry like every time I hear it.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, if you want to cry first, you're up, Mackenzie. What song do you have today for Song of the Day?
You guys know I'm a hopeless romantic, and every time I hear this song, I don't know what it is. It's not just the Twilight series. This is a song that plays the montage of Edward and Bella, but I just think it's just lovely. If you think of all the memories you had with your sweetheart, you could send it out to them. It's Christina Perry's A Thousand Years.
I have died every day.
Get me. It's just like when you think back on memories and how long you've loved someone.
That is a good one.
I literally am tearing, like my eyes are watering.
I feel like I'm at a wedding right now. When do we get to have dinner? Okay, cool. Pork Chop, what is your song of the day choice?
My song is also, well, it's kind of sad. A couple years ago, my ex's friend took his life, and at the funeral, this is one of the songs they played. Also, in Indianapolis, there was a stage clap at the fair. Claps? Excuse me.
Collapse,
at the fair in 2011. And this is the song that they used to kind of, you know, like rest in peace, wish rest in peace to everyone that passed away that day. It's the band Perry, If I Die Young.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river.
Be honest with you guys here, like I'd like to BS and get a win, but I'm gonna be real. I picked a song by Johnny Cash because dang it, you need Johnny Cash in your life. He's pretty BA, and the song is a cover. It's called Hurt, but in reality it's kind of reflecting on your life, and I feel like I'm a good guy at my core, but I know for a fact along the way I have hurt people. So this song right here needs to be played just because, well, it's good. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
you said that one.
Thank you. It is good.
Here
it's
we
my
go.
Song.
My empire of dirt, I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
That was an insane video. I remember
yes,
that.
Johnny Cash, I think one of the last videos he did, like in his later in life, it was just amazing. All right, and then Live the Web Girl, what do you got today? Song of the day, it's songs that tug at your heartstrings.
Okay, this is one of like the saddest songs of all time. I just remember like hearing it for the first time when I was a kid, and I didn't even fully know what it meant, but it made me sob. And me and all of my sisters and my mom would be in the car running errands, and we would all five of us just be sobbing, crying at this song that is Whiskey Lullaby.
And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Oh crap, could I change my song?
That is so depressing. I remember that song, like, it was like, my dog died, and I can't keep off the whiskey.
Did they talk about a dog dying?
I used Jesus. To be in country, and we stopped playing that because it was so depressing. So it's a very good heart-tugging song.
Now
it's
I want to change my song. Can I change my song? Is that
to
okay?
What?
To what?
I think I would go with When I Get Where I'm Going.
You can't just...
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay, sure.
Hey, if you wanted that to be your song too, still vote for my original song. No, for real though. Let's recap all the songs you get to choose from, then vote by texting the word song, S-O-N-G to 52140. Available for Mackenzie is A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. By Pork Chop, If I Die Young, that's the band Perry. Myself, Joe, I went with Johnny Cash, his cover of Hurt. And Live the Web Girl went with Brad Paisley, Whiskey Lullaby. All you have to do now is get your vote on. Text the word song, S-O-N-G to 52140, and tell us what song kind of tugs at your heartstrings the most, because that's the song we're looking for. Once again, song, S-O-N-G to 52140. Song of the day. The voting has now ended. The calculations are happening. Pork Chop and Rosie are working hard. While they do that, I would like to recap you. and remind you what songs you could have voted for. If you're just tuning in now to Joe and McKenzie, we do something around 6:55, 5:55 Central every day. It's called Song of the Day. There's a category to it, and you vote on which song you think is the best one for that category. Today, the category was this. It was songs that tug at your heartstrings, and let's do a little recap. McKenzie went with A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. Very good song. Porkchop went with If I Die Young by the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down.
Myself, Joe, I went with Johnny Cash, Hurt.
I will make you.
Ooh, man, that's such a great video, too. And Live the Web Girl went with Brad Paisley, Whiskey Lullaby.
Whiskey Lullaby, la 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 la.
A lot of country today in our songs. I guess country is a very interesting format. We'll tug at your heartstrings.
I guess everyone but me.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, you have no heart, McKenzie.
No, how I mean, Christina Perry's not a country artist.
No, I know, but 3 out of 4 were. That's a lot of country.
Yeah.
Where's the banjo when you need it?
Ironic. I worked in country the longest. I know.
All right. Hey, let's talk to Porkchop now and find out what song won Song of the Day.
These results today are very interesting.
Oh.
We have 2 songs that did absolutely terrible.
Ooh, I hope that wasn't one of mine.
And then we have 2 songs that got a ton of votes.
Probably one of my songs, yeah.
Coming in last place with only 12% of the vote.
That's really low.
Joe Pesh.
Oh my God, what? Hold on a second. Y'all don't want to hear Johnny Cash, Hurt? That doesn't pull at your heartstrings?
I've never even heard of that song, Joe.
Okay, Live the Web Boy, stop it. I don't need that in my life.
Oh.
All right.
Shockingly, coming in 3rd place with just 18% of the vote, Producer Porkchop. 1st and 2nd place were only separated by 4%.
Ooh.
2nd place was
Ooh.
32%.
I think I know who won.
1st place was 36%.
I don't know if I want to win because I will cry if my song wins.
No,
it so much.
Hey, listen, McKenzie, not even being a jerk, don't worry. There's no way Liv's song didn't win today. It has to be Whiskey Lullaby.
I will announce the 1st place winner. Coming in 1st place with 36% of the vote.
Wow.
Is actually a song that I used to play at weddings all the time. It's Christina Perry, A Thousand Years.
Wait,
McKenzie.
It won? I'm like happy, and I'm going to cry.
Okay, please, Liv, intern Chloe, somebody
song.
Get a cell phone. I want to see makeup all over our
IG. No, I have
IG.
To like get in my moment. This is for everybody, a hopeless romantics. This is to your sweetie.
Follow us, Joe and McKenzie. We will put it up on our story if she cries. You okay over there?
That was beautiful.
It's Joe McKenzie. It's a really emotional moment right now.
It was very emotional.
Porkchop is drying the tears from McKenzie's eye.
That was very... Isn't that a beautiful song, though? I just think it just makes memories flood back. It always gets me every time.
McKenzie's computer is short-circuiting from all the tears.
Seriously, I had to take...
Grab a fire extinguisher, please.
Grab a tissue.
No, that is a great song.
Thank you for making that song number one. I just think it's beautiful.
Now, I think we have somebody that's a little upset with us, though. I could be wrong. Jessica, are you upset at us for playing songs that pull at your heartstrings today?
Well, heck yeah, I am. It's Monday morning. I'm crying just getting out of bed, going to work.
I know. It's tough.
Listen,
I'm thinking maybe songs that tug at your heartstrings should be a Wednesday song of the day theme.
I okay. like that too.
I tried to tell Porkchop. He's like, no, it's got to be Monday.
It's got to be a Monday. Sometimes Porkchop doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Whoa, shots fired this morning. Okay. Well, hey, we appreciate it, Jessica. And you say you like song of the day too?
I do. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Song
hey,
of the day is great.
I
have to go listen to some Metallica, though, now so I can go get myself all
yes!
amped up.
Just got to rage out.
Here's how I know that I'm doing right. Because I made you cry, my boss says what? We're supposed to make
he's
him laugh,
like,
cry,
like,
and poke him in the eye
He's
or
like,
something?
Poke her in the eye, punch her in the butt.
No, that's
and
not.
And I made her cry, so that means Porkchop knows exactly what he's talking about.
Well, somebody's going for a promotion
wow.
or a raise.
Hey, girl, if you have any suggestions, Jess, let us know for song of the day categories, because
yeah.
we're always looking for them.
If anyone has any suggestions, give them to us. Porkchop may take all the credit for it.
Yeah, but guys, guess what I thought of?
So, Jess, let us know. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I will. All right. Hey, you guys have a good rest of your morning.
Hey,
you too. Good luck with those tears. Told you, Chops. Monday was a terrible day for this. It should have been a Friday.
I guess. It's okay to cry.
Okay.
I think Wednesday is accurate. Like in the middle of the week. It's Friday, you want to be pumped up. Monday, you got to be pumped up.
But then Wednesday, you're crying. You're like, only halfway through this week. Oh, God. No.
I can't make it.
No. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And we're going to do some hacking. Is that what they call it? Some hacking? Oh, wait. That's computer stuff. I meant beauty hacking. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Beauty hacks. Mackenzie, you learned a beauty hack over the weekend.
I
is this
did.
Right?
Girls' Night Friday night, I learned a genius beauty hack that was so like, duh, but I'd never done it before.
All right. And if you have any beauty hacks, too, that you want to share, we had intern Chloe standing by. It's 833-563-2539. Honestly, I'm looking for any like beauty hacks for dudes that don't look good. Like, give them to us.
Yes.
Well, that would be me.
And actually, Chops has some beauty hacks, too, for his little bald spot he's been working on.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a beauty pack of his own.
I want to hear Pork Chops in a second. I want to hear Mackenzie's, because where did this happen at? Like, what actually happened?
Okay, so Friday night, this inevitably happens. You're out to a nice dinner, and you're eating, and you get something stuck in your teeth.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I always have either floss or those little, like, picks. Yeah, of course, I'm out. And I have like a few stuck in between the middle of my teeth. And I'm a big teeth person. I smile a lot. So my friend that I'm out with is just like, girl, you just pluck out a piece of hair and use it as floss.
Oh,
it's
bro.
Like a game change. No, I have tons of hair. You just pluck out a long hair and you use it as your dental floss. As it gets it right out.
Poor Chap and I are like, what the hell did we just hear?
Beauty hack.
What would you do if Joe plucked a beard?
I'm gonna throw up.
I have long hair.
Here, Pork Chop, I got some floss for you, bud.
No, your own. But I was like, that's genius, and it came right out. Or else you're gonna be stuck, like trying to dig in there with other stuff. It's not gonna work.
So when you use your piece of hair, put it in there, and then you look after you're doing it, you're like, oh, I got it. Nope, that was just a piece of dandruff.
Ew. I don't know who you're hanging out with. Nope, that did not happen.
That's so squeaky clean hair.
That is so interesting to me, though, that with you two girls, like that doesn't gross you out. Like, pling! Just gonna put, like, Liv could sell hers like industrial strength. Look how big Liv's hair is.
I have a lot of hair. So I have done this one time.
What?
I will say, I've done it once. Yeah.
It's like when you're desperate. It's a beauty hack.
No, okay.
I was very desperate. It's a beauty hack. You don't, obviously, you would way rather use floss.
Good job, but if chops, you don't I'll have give you a beard floss, hair.
I'm not saying like at home before you right. every day do it. I'm
All
saying like when you're out and you're in.
Would
an,
you use somebody else's
need.
Hair?
No.
Like,
okay. I wouldn't. That would gross me out. I'd use my own hair, but this is only for 911 emergencies because I've tried even taking a straw and flattening it and using the corner of it to get something out, but sometimes that doesn't work.
I tried even a bobby pin, which obviously did not work.
Now you've got lice in your teeth.
What is up with you and dandruff?
I'm really
lice.
Worried
your
about your oral
gross.
Hygiene. Your oral hygiene is not good. Not good. Now, with your hair being long enough, at least Liv's, I can see right now, would you pull the hair out or do you just pull it up?
You just pull
and
no,
put it back?
I could just
ew.
Pull it up, but
no,
I don't want it back in my head.
You just pluck one little hair out and do it, and it worked. Genius. I'm like, why did I never think of this before?
Why do I just see like your man later going through your hair like, oh, hey, a piece of steak. All right.
No. You put it out of your hair, use it, and you toss it like floss. I'm just saying if it's an emergency, ladies, or, you know, whatever, if you're on a date.
That is genius, but I want to say right now, I really like that. I did not expect that to be your beauty hack. I'm going to try the beard thing sometime, and I don't
Please
want
don't.
Anybody to judge. Why? It's hair.
I would. Your beard looks
not,
we're, so
I'm
gross.
Kind of like a long strand.
No, Mackenzie,
you
I've
need
got,
to know. So
I've got long strands.
I feel like Liv wants to have a come to Jesus with you moment right now.
I know. I do. We need to talk. Joe, listen to me. We need to have a conversation.
This is an intervention.
So I have dealt for a while now with my hair being very damaged, very weathered, just gross looking, and it's been awful. And I finally have found a stylist to help me out.
Yeah.
We need to have a talk. You need to do something about your beard because it is weathered. It is dehydrated. It is thirsty as hell looking for some moisture. And it just looks bad.
Are you serious? Ugh. Like, I've been using beard oil. I did some beard balm last night, like beard butter.
I think
like,
you need
you
a professional moisturizing mask. They did it to my hair this weekend. And now, look, my hair looks great. I chopped off all of my dead ends, and it looks like they just got put onto your beard.
Do I need a facial?
I just think it's your beard.
I think.
I would love a facial if that would help.
Okay, so you know where your chin ends?
Yeah.
I think you could just cut to that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't need to get rid of all of it. You need to clean
about,
it up,
like,
though.
This about 5 inches.
Nikki, real quick. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's your beauty hack? What do you got?
I don't have a beauty hack except for the hair in your teeth thing. I have been, like, to floss your teeth, I've been doing that for years, and my friends have made fun of me endlessly for it. And I'm like, it's so simple, and it makes so much sense.
Thanks, girl. I know, my mind, I was the mind-blown emoji. I was like,
wait, but Nikki.
My friend Samantha's like, yeah, girl, just pluck a hair. Just pluck out hair and do it real quick. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Nikki, are you plucking the hair, or are you just putting it back? Are you leaving it in your head?
No, you don't leave it in your head.
No, you don't leave it in your head. That's weird.
Okay, Nikki, thank you. And Porchop, real quick, in case somebody is wondering, what's your bald spot trick?
Castor oil. I've been using that for the last month, and everyone's been saying that my hair is looking fuller.
There you go. And a lot of girls, or people in general, dudes too, Preparation H, you can use under, if you have like bags under your eyes, or like to depuff.
What?
Yeah, just put
Preparation
it under.
Preparation H to depuff? I've never known that.
Yes.
Genius.
Insiders in the beauty industry do it all the time. It's random. It's a hack.
I just want to throw it out here. All those things, do at your own risk. We're not medical
disclaimer,
experts here.
What is saying?
She told me to put Preparation H in my eyes and I'm blind. No.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie! Help! Hey, McKenzie.
It's terrible.
What's coming up with the tea?
Okay, Courtney Cox was spotted in a hot tub with David Beckham. What? And which friend's home, speaking of Courtney, was broken into?
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, the reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call them today. Write this number down. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday today. What are we talking about?
We are talking about the case of Samantha Young today, and our story starts in Manchester Township in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, which is a small suburban town. On April 19th of 2015, at 4:25 p.m., police were called to Chestnut Street by a woman named Angela because she was worried about her sister, 21-year-old Sammy Young. The home the police got called to belonged to a 21-year-old man named Marcus Bordelon, and he was the father of Sammy's 1-year-old baby. Sammy didn't show up for work that day, and this was very unlike her. So Angela was worried and knew if she didn't show up, she was probably at this house since it was the home of her baby's father, and he had their 1-year-old daughter the night before. When Angela went by the house by herself, Marcus was acting very strange and wouldn't let her inside. And that's when she decides to call the police. I want to dive a little deeper on Marcus and Sammy's tumultuous relationship. The two had started dating a few years prior. Marcus actually cheated on his girlfriend at the time, named Natasha Stover, with Sammy, who didn't know that he was in another relationship. Marcus ended up getting Sammy pregnant, and so he breaks up with Natasha to be with Sammy. 6 months before police are called to the Chestnut Street house Marcus is living in, Marcus and Sammy bought it together to live in. Their relationship began to become contentious, and the police had been called to the house a couple of times, citing domestic violence incidents. And Marcus had already been arrested for slashing Sammy's tires after an argument they had. They lived together for a month before Sammy left and moved back in with her family. Marcus didn't want to break up, but Sammy was the one that finally put an end to their relationship. Sammy started dating someone new pretty quickly, and Marcus ends up back with his ex, Natasha Stover. Natasha and Marcus had always been very on and off again with their relationship, starting all the way back in high school. Natasha's friends used to describe her as a kind and compassionate and driven person. But when she started dating Marcus, her friends quickly noticed that she changed and she became manipulative and abusive. When we come back, I will tell you what the police found in Marcus's house on that April evening that will chill you to the core.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the web, girl, today. What are you doing for Murder Monday?
I am talking about the case of Sammy Young. And you can see pictures of Sammy, Marcus, and Natasha up on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. So when we left off, we learned about Sammy and Marcus's tumultuous relationship and about the manipulative ex Marcus started dating again. Sammy Young's sister, Angela, had called the police to Marcus's house because she was worried. When the police arrive, they look inside the house to see Marcus covered in blood, sitting on the floor with a knife and a stun gun next to him. There are pools of blood all over the floor and all around him, and it looked like he was attempting to clean them up. Police bust down the door and into the house looking for Sammy. They find their one-year-old daughter in another room unharmed, but Sammy was nowhere to be found. Police follow this trail of blood throughout the house. It leads outside and continues shed in the backyard. When they open up the locked shed, they find the body of 21-year-old Sammy Young. The young mother is half-clothed, and she had been dragged face down from the house all the way out to the backyard. She had stab wounds and cuts all over her body with clusters of them in her back, around her neck, chest, arms, and legs. It was later found that the stab wounds penetrated her heart, her lungs, her liver, and her diaphragm because they went so deep.
Jeez.
Sammy Young had suffered from at least 49 stab wounds, possibly more, but the doctors had a hard time counting them because there were so many and they were so violent. Marcus Bordelon was immediately arrested for Sammy Young's murder, and right away he starts to confess to all of the events that led to the murder. Marcus says he got Sammy to his home by telling her that something was wrong with their daughter, Arteya, who was staying with him the night before. He told the police that him and Sammy ended up getting into a verbal argument, which then escalated. And when she tried to leave the home, he used a knife to keep her from leaving. Marcus then told the police that he used a stun gun on her to keep her from leaving the house, and then he brutally murdered her. When police pull up Marcus's text conversations, they realize this wasn't an impulsive act based off of an altercation, but something that had been planned out for months. They find texts between him and Natasha Stover where they conspired to kill Sammy, her new boyfriend, and another one of Marcus's girlfriends, Lucy. Marcus and Natasha decide to start watching Sammy's work schedule to get a better idea of how to plan it out, and they keep sending text messages back and forth, and Natasha keeps reiterating to Marcus that it's going to take a while to plan and that they need to be very careful as they're planning it because Marcus is going to be a prime suspect. All in all, police found more than 15,000 texts between Marcus and Natasha over the course of multiple months, all planning out how they were going to murder Sammy Young.
Wow.
Natasha was arrested for attempted homicide and conspiracy. And once she was in custody, they learned more about the role she really played in this case. After Sammy Young was brutally murdered, Natasha moved Sammy's car to make it less obvious that she was at Marcus's house. Natasha then took Marcus to the store to buy supplies to help clean up the scene of the crime and disintegrate her body. But they did not move quick enough. Natasha was charged with homicide, tampering with evidence, abuse of a corpse, obstruction, and criminal conspiracy. Marcus is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, obstructing the administration of law, and abuse of a corpse and conspiracy. Angela, Samantha's sister, and her parents tried to keep her memory alive for her one-year-old daughter, Artea, and are horrified for when the day comes where they have to tell her why her mother is not in her life.
Can't even imagine how you would explain that to a child one day.
It's absolutely horrifying and terrible. And you can see pictures of Artea and her mother on our Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie.
Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday. Thank you so much. All right, transitioning out of that awkwardly, coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie, you know you can always slide into our DM, right? We don't mind.
We
Joe
like
Mackenzie.
It.
Yeah. You're saying, Mackenzie, we got a DM from Brad, I guess, and he needs some help?
And you know I'm all about romance, and I love love. So I want to help this dude. Yeah, he just wrote it. He lost this lady, or he wants to find this girl, and he wants to see if we can help. But I'm like, I don't know if we can, but let's try.
I love the part about hopeless, because that might be the case. We'll find out, though. Maybe this will be different. We'll talk to Brad next here on Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. Now, and what did we get, Mackenzie? It was like a DM or something?
We did. I'm a hopeless romantic. So Brad DM'd the show and is looking for this lady that he hooked up with that he can't stop thinking about.
Is this true, Brad? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is crazy. And honestly, I'm embarrassed to even be calling in about this. But I was at this house party Saturday, and I met this girl dressed as, you know, the red Teletubby.
Oh, that's a great costume.
Is that Poe? I don't know all the Teletubbies' names. Is that Poe?
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds weird, but, you know, we hung out all night, and you're like, this girl was amazing. I mean, full disclosure, like, I had been day drinking all day, so by the time of this time of the party, like, I was definitely hammered and don't fully remember everything, but... But since the party, I can't stop thinking about this girl. I mean, she was funny, downright, like, so super sexy, even in the Teletubby costume.
I don't understand how anybody could look sexy in a Teletubby costume.
But it's okay. Probably different because a lot of girls, you know, get real scandalous for Halloween. So it's something different, Teletubby. I like that.
And we ended up hooking up at the party. And, I mean, it was, like, hot. It was freaking awesome. And, I don't know, so whatever, after all that, she went and got water. And while I was waiting, my buddies barged in and grabbed me from the room we were in. They took me because, you know, our Uber was there. But I didn't remember her name or number. But, like, all I can do is, like, keep thinking about her smile and, like, this adorable laugh she had. And I'm literally on my way to work right now thinking about this girl. And, like, I got to find her. I don't know. I just got to find her. My buddies were like, you know what, just call in. And, you know, maybe they can help you, you know, get the word out there, I guess.
So you don't have a number, like no a number, no Instagram. Do you remember her name? And what can you give us to help track her down? Anything or no?
Well, like, here's the problem. It's like the whole conversation, she's a red Teletubby. And, like, then we fooled around, like, it was dark, you know, so, like, even hair color, all that. Like, and like I said, I've been day drinking. Like, I was pretty, you know, I don't know. She was cute.
I mean, I guess we could try to help you, Brad, but I don't know what we're even looking for besides, hey, were you a red Teletubby on Saturday night?
Well, hey, that's a start.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Could we rekindle the love that happened on Saturday?
And can I just say the party was downtown, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you were a red Teletubby or maybe one of your girlfriends was and maybe she hooked up with a guy, at least give us a call. Maybe we can make a connection here. 833-563-2539. Brad, why don't you hang on and we'll see if we can find that lost Teletubby for you.
All right, good luck.
Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and Porkchop, are you saying we actually, okay, hang on. Brad, we actually have a girl on the phone that says she's the Teletubby girl.
No.
Do you want to talk to her? Like, what if this is the one?
Oh, my God, dude, really? I didn't think you'd be able to find her. Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is so exciting.
Telly Tubby Girl, is this you?
Yeah, it's me. I was dressed as a Teletubby at that party, and I remember going down to the basement and having a super steamy hookup with Brad, and I was so into him, too. Like, this is crazy. I've been trying to figure out how to get a hold of him since.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is you. I remember the basement. We went upstairs to the bathroom, but is this really you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, duh. That's what I meant. I was super drunk.
Oh, have you been thinking about him like he's been thinking about you?
Yes, of course. I mean, I've been thinking about our hookup and all about him, and I'm so glad that I heard this.
Ooh.
I can't even believe you did hear it. That's so weird. Your voice sounds different on the phone, but it's you.
Well, of course it is. Why else would I call in?
Liz, were you talking to us maybe as a Teletubby just playing in character? You're like, oh, hey, ooh, feel good.
This is so wild. Oh, my gosh. We have to reunite you guys.
I'm kind of nervous now. Like, I don't know if this is, it's like freaks me out, I guess, because like, she sounds a little bit different. So I'm like, I guess maybe I'm just nervous. What do you guys, I don't know.
Yeah, that could be.
I apologize.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, is her voice that dramatically different than in person? I mean, and you were drunk. You sure you remember what she sounded like?
I'm second-guessing everything right now because, I don't know, like, now I'm freaked out that she said the basement. And, like I said, I day drank and I was drunk. But, like, I guess, like, I don't know, like, I watched too many Catfish or something. I'm, like, freaking out right now, guys.
All right. Hey, Brad, I have a question. This is Pork Chop. So, like, usually when I hook up with someone, you know, there's something, like, memorable. Like, if I hook up with someone, they're like, oh, wow, like, it's so big. So maybe, you know, is there something,
oh,
like,
yeah, they say
maybe
that all
noticeable
the time.
That she might notice about you?
So I got this totally embarrassing tattoo on my ass. And
so wait, don't say what it is.
Okay.
So, I don't know how I would remember that. I was hammered, and it's me, I swear. I mean, you can meet me tonight, and I'll prove it to you.
Ooh, date. Yeah. Are you down for that, Brad? Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm super nervous, but it's worth a shot, right? Because if it is you, like, I don't know, love at first sight. So let's just do it.
Girl, do you have a button nose? Because he mentioned that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, we got to hook this up.
You guys are actually going to go out then tonight?
Yeah, we'll be there.
I mean, she says she's Teletubby.
Okay. All right.
Off air, we'll have Chop swap the numbers, and we'll arrange a little rendezvous. But yeah. You guys have to call us back after, like, tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I want an update. I want to know if there's a true love here.
What if you guys get married, and it's all because we reunited you guys? Oh.
Were you talking as Poe there, too? Oh. All right, we will see how things go here with Brad and Liz and see if true love comes from a Halloween party hookup this time tomorrow here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. This is so exciting.
Twitter and Instagram, you know you want to follow us. It's Joe and McKenzie, though, if you want to connect, see what's going on. A lot of good stuff, too. If you don't click on stories, I was talking to people this weekend, like, oh, I don't click on stories. How do you not click on stories? I like that more than what people actually post.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I like all those little snapshots behind the scenes. You can do that. It's Joe and McKenzie. Go ahead and give us a follow. I apologize for Monday. We shouldn't make you cry, but this might make you cry if you've ever lost someone. Have you guys ever lost somebody really close to you and still have their number in your phone?
Aww.
Like, has anybody had that happen?
I mean, I have lost people and I still have their number in my phone, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Chops? I mean, not to get super emotional, but have you ever lost somebody in your life but kept their phone number in there?
No.
Like, just to remember them? Okay.
Maybe one.
It's okay
person.
If you haven't, but I just, like, I know for a while after my dad died, like, I kept his number on my
Did
phone.
Did you keep his voicemails? Like, that's a big thing.
I still have his voicemails. Yeah. I don't have a bunch of them, but it's so crazy because sometimes you can forget a person's voice and you hear it, you're like, holy crap, they're right here in the room. And the reason I bring this up is not make you cry, but this story is just... It's incredible.
I have a voicemail from my little Lulu that's like, Mommy, I went potty. And I saved it. Like, when she was potty training, I save all voicemails of anything that's like a big moment just because.
You never know. Yeah, it's a great idea. Well, this story right here. Wow. 23-year-old Chastity Patterson of Newport, Arkansas, lost her father 4 years ago. Now, she's been keeping his memory alive through texting the number each night. She updates him on the ins and outs of her day, just hoping, you know, that he was listening. Well, on Thursday, October 25th. This happened just last week, the day before the fourth anniversary of her father's death. She explained, "Hey, Dad, it's me. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day again." She talked about how she beat cancer and how she's been getting sick since her she's gotten sick since her father passed away. She says, "I promised you I would take better care of myself." She recapped how she graduated college with honors, fell in love, and got her heart broken, but she made it through a stronger woman. This year, she got a reply. So, guys, 4 years she's been texting this number. Because, you know, that your old number, somebody what? Usually gets it. Like, sorry, wrong number. But, yeah, 4 years of doing this, she gets a reply. The message read, quote, "Hi, sweetheart. I am not your father, but I have been getting all your messages for the past 4 years. He introduced himself as Brad and told Chastity how he lost his daughter in a car wreck back in 2014. He says your messages have kept me alive. He continued, "I'm sorry you lost someone so close to you, but I have listened to you over the years. You're an extraordinary woman, and I wish my daughter would have become the woman that you are."
What are you doing to us, Joe?
I'm sorry. So I just, sweet. I'm telling you right now, Liv is legit crying right now.
That is so, like, touching, and I just think that sometimes God works in very strange and weird ways, mm-hmm. and sometimes you end up finding someone that you never knew you needed or relying on someone that you didn't even know existed, and that's just so beautiful.
That's what I'm always saying. I really believe in earth angels. Like, so many people, when I'm in like a really at a low point or like really struggling, like, have just come into my life, and they are sent. I mean, just exactly what I need at the exact moment.
I wonder if anybody else out there, if you're listening right now and you hear that, you're like, you might be doing that too. And not that you've had a response necessarily, but I think that's really common, because I used to, for a while, nobody picked up, but I would call and it would be my dad's voicemail. But eventually, like, it changed. It was just a generic number. So I quit calling. But I just could totally, when I saw this story, and it's everywhere. We'll share it for you. I'll put it up at joemckenzie.com. I'll blog that in a bit. But I just thought about my dad who passed away when I was 21. I'm like, wow, like, that is so cool. That guy replied to her and told her that. Because I think they, like Liv said, they both needed each other.
I feel like this is also a good reminder to tell the people in your life right now how you feel. If you love somebody, tell them. If you miss somebody, tell them. Like, quit holding off for ego or for whatever reason, or you had an argument. Life's so short.
All right. So would you like to tell me?
I love you.
Okay, Liv?
I love you.
Okay, pork chop.
Are you going to say it back?
Saranghae.
Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
I'm not going to actually say, it's I love you in Korean, but I felt weird saying I love you in English, so saranghae.
Joe, it's your turn.
Now, of course I love you guys. You know I love you.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Listen, I'm not trying to start a fight, but I really think that you calling in this morning can help clarify what I'm trying to say. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie, by the way. Nice to talk to you. I do not believe that straight men can be friends with women and not want to hook up with them. They may not hook up with them, but for example, Liv says she has a lot of guy friends. I'll tell you right now, if they're straight guys, they somehow, some way have thought about you, you know, like, you know, physically, like sexually, or they'd like to. And that's just a fact. And that's with every woman. Same with Mackenzie. Even I'm sure there's guys with my wife that if they could, they would. 833-563-2539. And I think I could be wrong, but you both are giving me some stank eye. What's going
on
here?
Just because then that means, Joe, that you're friend girls that you want to sleep with.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
a dude. I'm physically attracted to women, and for me in particular. And that's just like how it works, though. I'm not saying that every guy is going to act on it, but just so you know, ladies, that every dude that's your friend, that like straight guy, will probably want to hook up with you.
Could this possibly mean I'm not allowed to have friends then?
Yeah, that's true. If he's bisexual and he is attracted to both male and females, can you just not have friends without wanting to...
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just a straight dude. I don't know bisexual or gay men like how they feel. But I'm telling you right now, all straight guys, that's the way it is.
See,
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they're fantasizing about it. I'm just saying the fact is, like, they do have an attraction to you. Nobody looks at you like, oh, Mackenzie, you're my sister.
Unless but they like, do. I do have guy friends that I'm like their sister. So
then
I
they
feel
want
like
then they want to hook up with their sister.
I feel like it's always one. I don't think it's always the male. I always feel like there's in a friendship, there's always one that would or kind of want to go there. But I don't think it's like both of them. I feel like it's, but I mean, I have dated a guy, like guys, and they're like, oh, my friend, they have all these like friend girls. And I'm like, I don't know.
And listen,
it's interesting. I don't think you can't have friends.
No, no, no.
But I feel like you have to make sure you're the priority. And like enter, here's the thing. So I have guy friends.
Yeah.
Joe, you're my friend.
Thank you.
If I start dating a guy and I'm with him, then so he doesn't, you know, get insecure about our friendship, then I invite him into our friendship. Then it's like, okay, it should be cool because he's kind of like part of the vibe. Like we're not just going, the two of us, and hanging out all the time still. So he feels like, what's going on?
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's kick it off with Annie this morning. Hey, Annie, you are on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, I've been best friends with a guy since I was 10 years old. I'm 27 now. So we've lived this whole experience, like our entire adult and teenage lives. And it's been a nightmare to navigate because people don't believe that a guy and a girl can be friends.
So wait, you're telling me that he doesn't look at you that way, you don't think?
No, not at all. He was, when I did get married, he was the best friend. Man at my wedding.
Oh my god, that must have torn him up to see you go to another man.
Aww.
How could you put him through that, Annie?
And did any guy ever treat you like terribly and he was there for you and then you looked at him like, like, oh
no. No, never. But I think it's because we did meet when we were so young, when that type of stuff wasn't part of the picture at all when we were 10. So I feel like it would be different if a girl met a guy when they were older and then suddenly became best friends.
And are you attracted to each other? I mean, are you attracted to him? Because, I mean, obviously, no. Attraction is a huge...
But it doesn't matter.
If you have friends that are attractive, it's different than a friend that you're.
It doesn't matter
into.
If she's attracted to him. I'm saying for this discussion, Mackenzie, it's the guy. It's the guy. This poor guy. Congratulations on the marriage, Annie. But, man,
yes.
I feel bad for that guy that was there to see that happen. That's really, really rough.
I just do not think this is the case at all. I come from a very large friend group from college who is all very close. There are a ton of girls and a ton of guys into it, and we are all so close.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean that every single one of those guys in that group wants to flip pancakes with every single one of those girls. That is just not the case. They like to hang out with us and they like to be our friend because, one, we will chill, drink beer with them, we will watch football with them, we will hang out with them, we will make them laugh just as much as they make us laugh. Like, we just get along. It
oh,
has
and by
nothing
the way,
to do with the physical attraction.
You know, well, you're wrong, but by the way, though, what I'm saying is just because, like, all those guys that you hang out with, that doesn't mean they're actually going to do it or cheat. Like, I might even think, I'm not going to cheat on my wife or anybody else. I'm just saying that guys have those thoughts. That's natural.
I mean,
I have guy friends that I know, like, what, like, in the back of my mind, but not that I have some guy friends. No, but I do have some guy friends that I'm
they all do. Some are more obvious with it than others,
right? But also too, like, you might have, like, I'm like, you, Mackenzie, might have a guy friend that you think is really, really attractive, and in the back of your head you're like, oh, I totally would, but like, you wouldn't because it's your friend. But you're like, in another universe, in another time, maybe I would. But so I think it can go both ways, but that just doesn't mean that every guy absolutely wants to with a like a person that they're friends with.
But I do have guys that have said, you know, a friend girls are just girls I haven't yet.
Oh,
Joe,
which is terrible. Terrible.
I've got a question for Joe.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up, Chops?
Are you friends with Liv?
Yeah.
Does that mean you want to hook up with her?
Oh, gosh. Why are we bringing this up?
I mean, like, can I give you, like, I want to give an answer, but I don't want to get fired. Like, can I give an answer that, like, we're all cool with? Like,
okay,
we agree?
Here, pork chop.
Yeah.
But, and here's my thing, too.
Go ahead.
I am talking to my guy friends about things that I am not
talking
about. Hold
Joe accountable. So does that mean yes?
Oh, gosh,
am I allowed to answer that? I'm not going
to
get fired.
You have to, because this is your spot. This is your stance.
Like, this is not harassment.
But the disclaimer, no, but this is your stance that every, so.
I won't say anything, but I mean.
Also, my boyfriend just texted me and said that I'm wrong about this topic. He agrees with you, Joe.
Thank you, Jewel Daddy.
And that's so funny, Jewel Daddy, because what about your friend Brooke that you're so close with?
Huh?
Oh!
See, that's why I call BS.
Brooke with the booty. Brooke with the booty.
This is what I've had guys, and they're like, oh, I have, you know, my best, my friends. I'm like, that is, you could have friends that are girl, but there's no. Like, those kind of have to go to the back burner once you're, like, in a relationship with somebody.
All right, Andrew, let's talk to you real quick. What did you want to say, Andrew?
I don't agree with you, Joe.
Okay, explain why.
I have a friend from young age, old age, military, non-military.
and not all of them I wanted to sleep with. I've had friends that were gorgeous, could have been models, and that there was no tension there that on either side. Single, not single, I've had female friends that I was just, they're my friends. I didn't have dreams about them. I didn't fantasize about them. I didn't wish. They were my friends. Would go to the bar, would protect them from anything.
All right,
and
I mean,
each other change.
Andrew, I think you might be the exception to the rule. Like, I think maybe you really do, but I think majority of people do. But I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to give you my perspective, which I think is right. Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, agrees that I'm right. I mean, I'm probably right.
I think what it is, it's that connection. Because obviously you have some type of chemistry with your friends or you wouldn't hang out with them, clearly. So it's like that vibe, that comfort level.
But also, I am telling my guy friends things that I am not telling my boyfriend. Like, and if I told my boyfriend, he probably wouldn't want to flip pancakes with me.
Like, what
I
do
mean,
you
I'm not going to get into it because my boyfriend's listening right now. But
Jewel Daddy,
like,
turn off the radio real quick.
Do you
quick.
Mean like you tell your guy friend stuff about your boyfriend? Like,
no, not about your
not
boyfriend,
bad.
But just like the way I act around them is just like I'm not trying to like impress them. Like I will burp loud, things like that. Like where they're not going to want to like flip pancakes.
I have to. I have to be honest. When you do burp and fart around me, it makes you a little
oh
less
my
attractive.
Gosh, shut up.
So just letting you know if you were wondering if I was attracted to you or not. Coming
it's
up.
So awkward in here right now.
It's okay. I feel like I'm going to have to go see our guy, Greg, today in HR. It was nice working here. Getting fired on a Monday. All right. Hey, coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we got your dummy of the day. It's Post Malone Circles.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So this story happened back in 2017, but we actually have a little bit of a follow-up on it. Now, back in 2017 in December, a highway patrol trooper, this is in Montana, pulled over a dude. His name's Manuel. When cops asked where he was coming from, he seemed kind of nervous and gave some conflicting answers to the police. He told them, man, I just came from Yellowstone National Park. He told the cops he'd seen Yogi Bear there.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of questionable, but yeah. Also though too, he must have been on something because if you don't remember, Yogi is actually from Jellystone Park, not Yellowstone.
Oh,
yeah, not to get all technical on there, but that comment or I guess the discussion they had made the cops suspicious. Like, all right, something's going on here. Well, they said, hey man, can we search your car? He's like, sure, no problem. Well, cops found 8 pounds of meth inside of a spare tire, like in the trunk area, and he was arrested. And now we have a sentencing. We know what happened. He's going to jail for 15 years.
Whoa.
For meth, so.
Stay off the drugs.
Hey, boo boo.
Drugs are bad.
Get that meth out of the picnic basket. No, it wasn't that good, was it? Okay, I tried. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and McKenzie.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Monday. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. That's Joe, myself, McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in H-Town, and our girl Chloe, our intern Chloe Money.
Chloe Money.
Speaking of money, this is kind of cool. Lyft is offering rides to job interviews and during the first 3 weeks of employment. They're going to offer free or discounted rides to job interviewers up to the first 3 weeks of that. The ride-sharing company announced its job access program, and it's going to, I guess, have several nationwide partners in more than 35 cities across the U.S. I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Do you want to know who helped kind of put this together?
Was it you?
No. Oh. Kim Kardashian actually played a role in all of this as
what?
Part of her, yeah, as part of like police reform, because a lot of people who are coming out of jail, it's hard for them to get to and from jobs and get to like job interviews, get clothes for jobs, do anything like that because they don't have like money for a car or money for transportation or anything like that. So she kind of played a role in all of that.
This is so cool. And we have to mention that it is National First Responders Day. So thank you for that.
And one thing, too, about this actual Lyft thing, though, you ever have a driver you're waiting for him? It's like, why are they going the wrong way? No, I'm down here.
Well, Chops might drive
turn
again.
Turn left.
He was thinking about it. I bet he was very, like, precise. As far as directions went.
Yeah, I was just looking up my Uber account. I used to Uber drive a lot. I haven't driven since June 10th. I took
what?
One trip on June 10th, one trip on June 3rd. And then, ooh, look at that. In May 12th, I made $110.
So wow. Yeah, I haven't Uber driven in a long time. Should I do it? Should I sign in right now and Uber drive?
Do it.
Well, I watched a movie about an Uber driver last night called Stuber.
You know the guy from Uber?
Awesome. From
MacGruber?
MacGruber.
No, the White Castles movie.
Oh, Harold and Kumar?
Kumar. Yeah.
Kumar.
So are you going to sign in?
You should do it. I think you'd be an awesome driver.
I just tried to sign in, and it says take a selfie to verify, so let me take a selfie.
Oh, he's doing this. So if you want Producer Porkchop to pick you up, it can happen today.
I love that he, in everything he does, whether it's a dating profile or anything, he always has to have radio in it somehow. Like, there's a microphone right by his face.
He wears his, like, billboard sweatshirt. Hey, do what you gotta do.
Oh, I'm online. If I get a trip, can I go take him?
No. Yes.
No, you gotta finish the show.
Oh, okay, then I gotta sign off. I don't want to ruin my rating.
I didn't tell you to go in there. What is your rating right now?
4.94.
Oh!
Why? What happened?
I mean, Mackenzie, that's still really good.
How the mighty have fallen.
I was a 4.96 for the longest time.
Hey, do me a favor. If you listen to Joe Mackenzie and you recognize Porkchop as your Uber Lyft driver, give him a 1-star.
No, don't do that.
And call us and let us know how he does.
Yeah, was he like creepy? Like, hey, so did you guys know this is just my side gig?
I had an Uber driver that threatened my boyfriend Joel Daddy and was like, if you ever hurt her or do anything to her, she is an angel.
Oh my.
I will come. Yeah, he was like, oh my God.
And he's like, and I know where she lives because her address is in my phone now. So, Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. If you missed anything on today's show, you can go to joemackenzie.com. Also, radionowindy.com. Either way, you'll get to our morning show page. You can check everything out that you might have missed. Hey, I want to remind you, tomorrow again at 7:25, your chance to get in the running for a makeover with Mackenzie at Macy's. That's pretty dope.
It is going to be so much fun. It's this Sunday, so you get to do a makeover, and my mom is going to be there, Kiki, and my little girl, Lulu. So we're going to have so much fun. Would love you to join us.
And, of course, another chance tomorrow at 8:25 with us, Joe and Mackenzie, for the Chainsmokers tickets. They're going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse November 7th. And you qualify for the AMA Flyaways. And, actually, Dustin has your chance all this week at 3:15. So twice a day you can do that. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show. We're going to be doing Dare Dice. We'll be doing that at 7:50. And we kind of already know what the Box of Shame punishment is.
Yeah, you definitely want to listen at 7:50 because, being that it's Halloween on Thursday, Pumpkinhead, we've already decided, it's going to be the dare. Whoever loses has to wear a pumpkin on their head.
I got one so big. I got one so big that it'll even fit on my head.
Did you try it out? Like, someone has to put their head in there to try
it. I didn't do it yet. I want it to be fresh, so I was going to carve it on like tomorrow night for Wednesday.
Okay.
So don't worry.
It's a lot of work. It'll fit your head. I did two of them, and they weren't even that big.
Oh, don't worry. It'll fit your head. You'll be good. But Kenzie, what do you got going on for the rest of your day?
Oh, I'm excited. I have a lot of to do, like meetings, and I'm going to go for a personal training session. I'm excited at F3 with my boy Tyler Glenn, and then just a bunch of like stuff, errands to run. Nothing too exciting. I'm really going to try to get to bed early. That's my goal. Because tomorrow I have a crazy day, radio and TV. Like, I'll be working from like 5 in the morning till about like 10 p.m.
You are pounding your fist hard there.
Yeah, I'm just like an Energizer bunny. I'm always like, go, 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 go. What else can I do?
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I have a busy day. I have to go to my second job, but I also just wanted to give a shout out because I have been talking for months about how my hair was so long and so gross, and I think that a relationship you have with a salon and a stylist is so important because I have had people absolutely destroy and damage my hair, and mm-hmm. It was actually really sad. But I just want to shout out to my girl Sammy at Indie Main Salon. It's a brand new salon that just opened. She hooked me up so much and has me feeling very confident about my hair again because I was feeling very insecure for a long while about it. So I just want to shout out Sammy. She's amazing.
Porkchop, maybe you can go see Sammy.
Yeah, I want to I want to shout out myself because I'm working at Sullivan's Steakhouse tonight. 3:30 till who knows when, 9:30. So I'll be there.
I got a shout at them recovery room. Everyone try cryotherapy because I just did that yesterday and I slept like a baby.
All right, cool. Well, hey, I got nobody to shout out except for myself. Joe, good job today. You did a good show.
You survived. You're alive.
All right, hey, we can't do anything. We can't do anything unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.